When we try to focus on everything, we miss the one thing. I can assure you that it's not about success that you're trying to achieve, but it becomes the passion of your heart to be able to fulfill what God has ordained for your life.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Recalculating. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
The spirit of discipline then is rooted in what we identified from 2 Timothy chapter number 1 verse 7. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That other term is self-discipline. The other term is self-control. Somebody say self-control. Self-control. So we understand that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. Leaders or anyone who is going to accomplish anything in their life will impose these clear, have a clear understanding of what it means to have self-control. These are some things that's not on your paper. Let me help you understand this. Leaders live with a clear understanding. These are all biblical principles. That if you can't control your thoughts, then you can't control yourself. Leaders understand if you can't control yourself, then you'll never control your own life. Hey, you need to transfer this information to your children and your children's children. Are you hearing me? If you can't control yourself, then you won't be able to rule a nation. This is the Bible. These are Bible principles. A man who cannot control himself, the Bible says, is like a city without walls. He's going every direction. And if we ever needed leadership in our country, we need it now. If you can't control yourself, you will be controlled by others. Out of all those that I've just stated, and there's plenty more, you need to get that last one. If you can't control yourself, you will be controlled by others. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So with that in mind, discipline, the word discipline and the word disciple, which is the root of that, come from the same root word, which is pupil, which is this. A disciple then is a student dedicated, get this, dedicated to a concentrated and focused commitment to learning, thinking, and acting like Jesus. That is a disciple. I ask you a question. Are you a disciple of the Lord? Are you committed with all of your heart? Listen, I know we've got some students in here, college, high school, so forth. I had a buddy of mine that he was perpetually a student. I think he went to school. He may still be going to school. But you need to understand, as a disciple, we are ever in the process of learning and transforming our thinking and our actions to be like Jesus. That's a disciple. Now, if you're not following the Lord, if you're not a disciple of the Lord, then you have no reason to change your thinking. You'll think just like the world or whatever people put in your head. And trust me, it's coming into your head today and in mine at a rate that we cannot even comprehend. I've told you before that the average visual impulses for a human being is over 3,000 visual impulses a day that you're getting. Boom, boom, boom. From billboards, television, and now with, that's a little bit of an old statistic, now with your phone accessible to you every day, during this time, and I'm if you don't see a lot from me, I'm taking this detox from social media while this fasting and prayer is going on. And I hope some of you would join me. I'll talk about that more. But I was off of it for about three or four days this past week. And what do you know? Facebook said, "We've missed you," and sent it out to me. I wanted to send back, "I haven't missed you." Right? Why? Because all of this information that's coming will have an effect in your life somehow. And if you don't have a standard and a discipline to measure and to filter it, then you will be changed by it. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You'll be changed by it. Get this. God is the one who has the purpose for our lives. God's the one who has the purpose for your life, not somebody sitting beside you. How many of you acknowledge that God has called you for a purpose? You're alive for a reason. Some of you in this building could have been dead right now, but God kept you alive because your purpose is not yet fulfilled. So get the pacifier out of your mouth, strap on your big boots, and say, now, God, what do you want me to do? Because I've got a short window of time to be able to accomplish what you want me to do. If I get more than 70 years, the Bible said I'm a blessed man. So for all of you that are 40 and above, I got news for you. You're already two-thirds on the other side. Thank you for that word of encouragement here tonight, Pastor. Just encourage my spirit. Yeah, well, I clocked another one, and I got news for you. None of it's going to stop. Time will keep right on marching on. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Now, you know how old you're getting when you think, you know what? It was just yesterday I took that Christmas tree down. So some of you have gotten in this mode. You know what? I think I'll just leave the lights up on the house all year long. Can't wait to drive by your house. Some of them are still up around the neighborhood. Now, why is this so important that you understand that purpose comes from God? Now, follow this. God is the one who gives us purpose, reason for living. With that comes vision. Vision comes from purpose. Get this. Vision comes from purpose. Okay? When you know your purpose, vision follows. Now, I'm talking about self-discipline, having a vision, recalculating. Stay with me. Vision, then, is the source of all self-discipline. When you get a vision for something, I have a vision on, you know, going on to vacation. I'm going up to the mountains. And suddenly, without you even being there, you get a visual in your head of a cabin on a hillside, watching the leaves turn, crackling fireplace inside. How many of you getting that vision right now? Stay with me till the end of the service. Don't get up and leave right now. You know what I'm talking about? You get this vision, okay? A vision is the source of self-discipline. In other words, okay, so now we want to go to the mountains. Now you start looking online for a cabin, and you find out we can rent that thing for a week for $1,500. All right, so when are we going to go? We're going to go in the fall. Good. We can save money up between now and then and get us. And suddenly you begin to self-discipline over what you see you want to accomplish. The enemy's trick is to steal vision from you, which takes hope away. And if you don't know what your purpose is, and you're still floundering trying to find what is my purpose in life, then vision and hope will escape you all the time because I'm shooting at nothing. Are you with me? So with that in mind, here is the passage of Scripture that we quote so often, and I'm going to give it to you, and it's in different versions right here. But notice Proverbs 29 and 18. The wisest man Solomon said this. Come on, read it out loud. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that... Now, remember the word law is synonymous with principles. So whoever keeps the law, he's happy. And the person who is going to have a vision is not somebody who is going to be purposeless, but they're going to follow the principles, and God is going to reveal the direction. Remember the passage of Scripture from Ephesians. We are to know what the will of God. We're to understand what the will of God is. Look at this in the New King James. I like the way it reads in these others. I wanted to give them to you. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. This is the more of a literal translation here. But happy is he who keeps the law. Look at this one. I like this one. The Living Bible says, where there is, and I added verse 19, where there is ignorance of God, crime runs wild. Come on, is the definition true? But what a wonderful thing it is for a nation to know and keep his laws. Now, I added verse 19 for you. Sometimes mere words are not enough. Discipline is needed, for the words may not be heeded. So whenever you tell little Johnny, who always gets it, and little Susie for illustration purposes, Johnny, sit up and eat your food. Johnny says, no. Mere words are not enough. I wish I had a little help here tonight. Come on now. The principles of God are true. There must be action that is taken. So I'm about to tell you something I share with this staff that I believe will be extremely important for you. If we're going to accomplish the will of God, if you're going to do that in your life, you should seek for a vision that imposes self-discipline. You should seek for a vision that requires you to do certain things. So what are people doing? People are making, you don't hear a whole lot about this. It's fogged now. You don't hear a whole lot about this of New Year's resolutions. People kind of giving up on that because they know. Most New Year's resolutions only last for the 17 days in the month of January. And according to the information that it takes a full 17 days beyond in order to create a habit inside of your life. So what do we say now? I mean, and hey, I'm all for any help that we can get, right? So people are joining the gym, and they're getting on a keto diet. And, Marie Osmond is on there saying, you can look like me if you eat this. And then, the guy, it's amazing to me. You know, you can change your appearance if you buy this cream. Have you looked at those commercials? These are 20-year-old girls who have no need of that facial cream. Come on, right? I mean, if you want to do a self-improvement for the guys, you need to hold up one of those hair trimmers that cleans out your nose and your ears because you're losing it on your head. Self-discipline. You must impose it upon yourself. That's what fasting and prayer is all about. You're imposing disciplines in your life so that I can draw nearer to God. Doesn't mean my salvation. It means I'm disciplining myself in prayer and in fasting because Jesus said it's one of the top three things that you're to do in the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Chapter number 6, he says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give. These are three Christian disciplines that every believer should have imposed in their life, and there's a whole lot that goes with that. Doesn't mean that I'm gaining some merited favor with God because grace is grace to me. Fasting is not for God. Fasting is for me. It's to get my physical, fleshly habits under control so that my spiritual ears can hear what God is saying. Because all these months I've been struggling, God, I don't hear your voice. And God said, if you'll impose some self-discipline, my voice will become clear because I have not stopped speaking. You just got dull of hearing.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.